Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dub Knight.
You know, I was listening to my songs, you know, my rock songs. It's kind of like, you know, that side of me, it's like the rebellious side, so. But I try to be honest with you guys, whoever listened to me, or few, or whoever. You know, my music, I came out here to be a star. A star in Hollywood. And, you know, I spent, you know, the first 5-10 years just recording, singing in front of people, struggling, starving. I still am a starving artist, but I was practically scraping the barrel. I was living in the gutter the first 4 or 5 years, and I didn't get my act together. I was, you know, mentally deprived so much by 1995. I had to get my act together from living on the streets. I needed healing therapy, you know, and all the issues from my past. But I was writing and I was singing, not just in the recording studio. I went out and sung in so many places. It was a lot of hard work. I consider it a lot of work, and I had to work to get money for demos and stuff. So I was unemployed a lot and on the street, just hoping that dream would come true. After a long period of time, I was listening to some of my songs. After I released my compilations to the public, after I sent my demos to record companies in the 90s and so on, and I was rejected by everybody, it was painful to deal with, and publishers, and radio stations, when a radio station, so-called radio station, was going to play me and then decide not to, so that was painful. So my self-esteem was very tough. Was kind of like struggling, you know? So I written this song because somebody in the industry took my demo tape, saw me, and didn't think I was a musician. And it was nothing wrong with me. It was them. They were ignorant. All because I was unique.
I am not the same.
you know, I just run down memory lane. Reminisce is something I don't like to reminisce on things as I get, you know, as I get to the stage of my life. I need to think about the present and the future, because musically and anything else, because the past is kind of like passé. It's not an area I want to go to, because it is kind of bad experiences and limitations that I want to move on from, because the present and the future, it brings more hopeful experiences for me. And it's also, you know, for me to move on, because I only have one life to live, maybe with the exception of some of my family to some extent. But I decided to do it once in a while. Unique is, you know, was just a song, a response to the rejections. I had so many rejections. And it was because I had my own unique style. And it also taught me that being who I was as a person, it doesn't click with some parts of the society. And it was really sad that it happened in the music industry, because the music industry in Hollywood, I know, embraced uniqueness, you know, and it does. But for me, I just didn't seem the type. You know, self-esteem at that time was fragile. But then I realized there's only one opinion. And, you know, that opinion or several opinions doesn't mean I ain't going to make it. It just didn't find the right person. But I knew I had to move on to find the right person who would sign me and to be positive. Uniqueness was also about not only being rejected by that person or persons, because there were several, that there are so many different types of artists, shapes and sizes, and that we shouldn't, you know, everybody's unique in their own way, and we shouldn't put one size or one image on one person or talent, you know, because everybody has their own unique style. And I definitely, from perception-wise and what people told me, I have my own unique style, which is a plus. So I continue to believe, and self-love is important. It's also about that, you know, people who are overweight or people who don't look the part of what they call the quote-unquote industry type, you know, the image and the talent, should be celebrated. You know, they are talented, heavy set singers. I'm one of them, you know. But I look at people in rhythm and blues like Lizzo or Luther Vandross, who had talent, or Meat Loaf or Ann Wilson or Aretha Franklin, or, you know, the lots of heavy set rock and pop or R&B singers. And they have their own unique style. So that was what Unique is about. When I listen to my songs, when I go into recording studio, my voice is deeper. I sing in a tenor. I guess I'm comfortable, or because of the long hours. I don't know. Maybe it's the way I sung it, or how I was, the vocal warm-ups or whatever. But I can sing in a higher tone when I'm practicing at home. I'm on stage, I may sing in a higher tone. So it's really, I guess my songs probably don't show my vocal range the way that I want to, but I can still sing. Some people listen to my songs and say, I am just a songwriter. Mm-mm-mm. But you know that's not true, because I love to sing. But you know, I'm not a songwriter. But I love to sing. I truly love to sing, you know. I really do. You know, I'm not just a songwriter. I love to sing and I love to be creative. You know, I really love to, I feel I have a very good voice, a voice that's competent and great enough to be in the industry. So that's all, and there's no question. I know that my critics or the haters say I don't sing great, or I can sing. It's all about belief. I got into rock music because it rebelled against society and because I didn't fit into the mainstream. I was targeted and persecuted by ignorant people all through when I was young, especially when I was young and as an adult, who didn't understand and embrace uniqueness or didn't understand the reality of the world that they live in. They look at me as a target because the perception was that I was different. And that's what unique is all about, embrace my uniqueness. But also, at that period of time, I was concerned about where I was going with my music because all the rejections and not getting the critical acclaim or the recognition for my work, not getting that record deal, it was very hard. And, you know, I felt like giving up on my dreams to be a singer-songwriter several times. And I actually was going to quit. I still sometimes feel like quitting because I've done it so long. So, but there was a period of time where I was really questioning where I was going because I was doing all kinds of things. And I released a compilation, music scene 2003, and nothing happened, and my song wasn't accepted by a certain radio station, and I thought I didn't want to be another Hollywood broken dreamer. I didn't want to see my dreams just taken away and obliterated by rejections and ignorance and just plain bad luck. So I written another rock song, and I was in that stage in my life. It's called Tragedy Is Not What I Am.
When I was young, I tried to be the best I could be. So I tried very hard at my school in order to succeed. But then things didn't turn out right. I failed to advance and I didn't feel bright. But I sabotaged myself. I got no one to blame but myself.
Tragedy, because after so much strife, you know, brokenness and broken life, you know, I had a very bad life. I mean, I really did. I wasn't accepted in my hometown, and I was treated like a piece of trash. People thought I was crazy, not well, and I had to move and to find where I needed to be in Hollywood. Well, I didn't get that dream yet. Then the 4 years of homelessness took a toll on me, as well as all the other bad experiences in my childhood, adolescent, and early adulthood, that I thought, how can I live on this planet? So, but somebody, a therapist, told me to remind me that tragedy is not what I am. So I've written about it. Tragedy is not what I am. You know, I wasn't born to be a tragedy. I was born to be a winner. But it's very hard, you know, to deal with things, not getting recognized for my art, being out there, going to the Coconut Teaser, and then it closed down. Then going up to the Rainbow and hanging out at the Sunset Strip, and then going to Studio City, downtown OA, singing in restaurants, singing on public access, joining bands. Bands didn't, you know, they always break up. I had a chance to go to the Troubadour with a band group, and one of the guitar player dropped out. So it was very painful, and I thought, why should I live on this planet if the world hates me? But then I realized I had to find love in thyself and just continue to create and realize I'm a good person. It's not me, you know, it's just things will change. You know, I'm a good person. Self-love is important. You know, I didn't come on this planet to commit suicide. I came on this planet to live a long life. You know, I wasn't born to be a tragedy. I was born to be a winner. Because I came to Hollywood to be a star, and a dream didn't happen yet. It's hard to feel good about myself when I'm being picked on and called names every single day. So I wrote that song, Tragedy Is Not What I Am, because I'm not. But as I developed my voice and, you know, was trained, I developed music. I got into pop music, and you heard my pop music. And I started to love thyself. And when self-love comes, so do love songs. Here's some, you know, I'm playing some of my rock songs. You know, you already heard them, you know, but it's reminiscence. It's going down memory lane. Yeah. Here's what's going on. Time was the song that was liked by a radio station that didn't play it. So it was another, because at the time it's like the band was broken up, too many bands broken up. And I realized that I didn't realize it at the time, wasn't as aware, but I was, but it seemed like I was. Every band I was with, there was like they either had some serious mental health issue or some alcohol drug problem that messed up everything. I certainly had my problems from all the bad experiences and the homelessness, because it was traumatic. Post-traumatic stress disorder took a toll on me because I had so many living on the streets and starvation took a toll, but I got out of it. The reason why I'm getting so deep on this episode is because of so many struggles I went through. And I'm okay because I had to heal. It's important for me to heal and to be a creator because even now I keep getting people putting me down and wanting me to die. Somebody said to me not too long ago, I should just kill myself and die. I have a waste of life. My dream ain't going to happen. But I can't do that, you know, because I'm much stronger to know that I'm a beautiful person. And I belong on this planet to create, even though it's hard to hear them or hear people say, I can't sing or I can't play. Yeah, and I had a bad day on the piano, but I wrote every song and I play it consistently. While having gifts and talents and being labeled a genius, you know, and genius is I would say, is that I have a 99% perspiration and 1% inspiration. It's a lot of hard work. But that's nice compliments, but the world haven't given me the recognition I deserve, you know. They don't even consider me as serious to be in the industry. Or if they do, they only consider my songwriting and problem because the same ones who like my songwriting want to steal it. Like these guys, these negative people keep saying, oh, they got my songs, like, are really, or the pop songs. And then they come over to my home, you know, and I ain't playing for no audience, you know. And then they, you know, come up to me and say, oh, I like your song, uh-huh. And then go and say that they wrote it or try to steal it. That's why I had to copyright and publish it, because I ain't letting no vulture steal something that I work hard on. That's why I would say to all of you out there who write songs like me, who sing and write, protect your songwriting. Get your own publishing company with BMI ASCAP and copyright it, because these guys kept saying they took it. So that was a reminder of how hard it is to go for that Hollywood dream to be a star as a recording artist. So all the vultures really look, you know, come for the talented people, the ones who got promise, and tear them down. And they were looking at me to tear down all the time, and still is. They look at me as a victim being stepped on, but I can't let that happen. But it's hard to go for that dream. Life is difficult. Hell is on earth. I can say that, how much hell I went through and still go through, being targeted for craziness and things that had nothing to do with me simply because I have a talent, or they think I'm going to be a celebrity and they want to stop that from happening or use me or violate my surroundings and boundaries and don't have no qualms about it because of their sickness. And that's not what I came out here to Hollywood to do. Came out of Hollywood to be a star and go right to the top. I didn't come out here to deal with that shit, but unfortunately the shit came to me, and it seemed like I had to always remind myself that I am a good person and overcome obstacles and most importantly enjoy life and accept me for who I am, because my Hollywood dream didn't come true and it was painful, truly very painful. And these individuals truly do not want me to make it. And it's a very difficult life, you know, I had, you know. I wouldn't want to wish anyone to have the life I had with so many limitations and so many obstacles, despite having so many gifts and being and having so many abilities to do things and not seeing the recognition that I feel I deserve. Seemed like the world had ignored me, but I had to just believe that it will come true. I really do have to, as I get older, and as the light dims in the dark, I still believe that my dream will come true. That's why I like to release a song like that. I really do, because I honestly wrote it. And then I realized somebody said, my version of the song. It is my song, because I wrote it on the keyboard. And I would tell everybody who has a dream to go for it as long as possible. Because if you have a talent like me, go for it. The mental health problems that I had in the past were stemming from the homelessness, living in the gutters, and treated like a piece of trash. I was treated like a piece of trash living in the gutters of Hollywood or the Valley and not taken seriously for my music. And then I was seen as a target for the vultures who really want to tear me down and not let my dream happen, say I'm too fat or too ugly or I can't sing a note. But that's negative. Those are haters. I get that every single day. They still want to tear me down. They don't like me having a voice, or they don't like me being an intelligent person who wants to aspire to make my dreams come true. But I have to continue, despite having a hard life, to realize that things will change and I have the talent to make it happen. I just have to believe it will. Because that's what it's all about, belief. I got nothing to hide, nothing to fear but fear itself. I realize when I look at that Hollywood sign, it's a sign for the dream to come true. Because I haven't seen it for so many decades. I've been tossed off like a leaf on a tree and spit out, chewed up and spit out by life itself. But I will continue to dream. A dream will come to me. And thank you for listening. All I can say is I'm okay, and I'm going to go for my dream as long as I live, and you go for yours too. Whatever you want to be, may it all come true. And that's why I always say that motto every show, or most shows, may all your dreams come true, like I hope mine's come true. Because we all deserve to be happy. May God bless you all. And remember, we are all equal on this planet. We truly are. And please realize that there's always going to be somebody different from you and look different, act different, and think different for you. And just try to realize that's just part of life. Respect them. And when you respect that, you respect yourself. Because we're all unique in our own way. Because realizing that attribute will really, truly bring this world together. And may you all have a good night until the next show. As I go for my dream, a dream that hasn't come true yet, but still believe it will, you go for yours. Because I hope your dreams come true like I hope mine's come true. Because we all deserve to be happy. Good night from Dove Night.